Shalom, welcome back to New Jewish Dad. I'm Jacob Sager, father of five. Today we're reflecting on that profound moment when you meet your child for the first time. It's a split second that can feel like an eternity, a moment that changes everything. Let's explore how to be fully present for this incredible experience and what it means for us as fathers. In Jewish tradition, there's a beautiful idea about the power of breath. The Hebrew word for breath comes from the same root as the Hebrew word for soul. The 16th century mystic, Rabbi Isaac Luria, taught that God breathed life into Adam, and that this divine breath continues in every human. He wrote, "The breath of God is still vibrating through the universe, giving life to everything." Now, you don't have to believe in the literal divine breath to appreciate the profound nature of first breath. It's the moment your child transitions from one form of existence to another. It's the beginning of their journey into the world and the end of their time in the womb. This connection between breath and soul reminds us of this sacredness of life, of this miracle of birth. As we witness our child's first breath, we're reminded of the preciousness of each moment and the responsibility we have as parents to nurture both the physical and spiritual aspects of our children's lives. The moment of birth, and specifically that first breath, is a profound physiological and emotional event. Let's break it down. Physiologically, that first breath is remarkable. Inside the womb, your baby's lungs are filled with fluid, and as they're born, that fluid is quickly absorbed, and with that first cry, air fills their lungs for the very first time. Their entire circulatory system changes in that moment, adapting to life outside the womb. Emotionally and psychologically, it's equally intense. Many parents describe it as a moment of awe and joy, of relief, and sometimes even a bit of fear. It's often described as love at first sight, but it's important to remember that it's okay if you don't feel an immediate rush of emotion. Every parent's experience is unique, and everything that's happening right then is beautiful and true. So how can we prepare for and be present in this moment? Here are a few suggestions. First, educate yourself. Understanding the birth process can help you feel more prepared and less anxious. You're going to be surprised the whole time, and it's going to be a lot of learning, even if you're already ready. So be sure to do this step. Second, discuss your hope and fears, fellas. Talk with your partner about how you both envision that moment of birth. Three, practice mindfulness. In the weeks leading up to the birth, practice being present in the moment. This can help you staying grounded during the intensity of labor and delivery. Fourth, consider your role. Do you want to cut the umbilical cord? Hold the baby immediately, straight to skin? Discuss these options with your partner and your medical team. Fifth, be flexible. Remember that birth rarely goes exactly as planned. Being adaptable can help you stay present, whatever. It's also worth noting that in some cases, due to medical necessity, you might not be present for the actual moment of birth. If this happens, it's okay to feel disappointed. But remember that the first moments with your child will be special whenever they occur. And that the love you will have for each other is only beginning and will continue to grow for every day going forward. Now, I'd love to hear from you guys. If you've experienced the birth of your child, what was that moment like for you? How did you prepare? What surprised you? Send me your stories, and with your permissions, we might share them in a future episode. All right, as you prepare for the incredible moment of your child's birth, remember that your presence matters. Whether you feel a rush of emotion or a sense of shock, whether things go as planned or take an unexpected turn, you are living a miracle, and you are being blessed with the birth of your child. This is Jacob Sager reminding you that in that first breath, a new life begins. Not just your child's, but your life as a father. Embrace it in all its beautiful complexity, fellas. Shalom, and I'll see you next time on Jewish Dad.